Stephen Fanilla with you. Our musical guest today sounds a bit like... I do it so... No. I just wanna be part of your soul. Today, our musical guest is Grace from the formidable Clean Bandit. They've had a string of hits over the past few years, usually fronted by some singing powerhouses like Zara Larsson, Demi Lovato, Julia Michaels, Louis Fonsi's in there too, and that's only naming a few. Their latest work is the song called Higher with 21-year-old Ian Dior. We'll get to that soon, but we begin with prizing behind the decision Grace made to live in Russia once upon a time.
Oh, it was about 12 years ago. It was kind of just after we started the band, actually. We were at university when we started the band, and then we graduated, and I went and studied cello for a couple of years in Moscow at the conservatory, and Jack, my bandmate, came with me, and he enrolled in the film school there, and that's actually how we started making music videos, because we made our first music video there in Moscow with friends of his that were on his course. And it's called Mozart's House, and it doesn't really look like Moscow because there was a heat wave at the time. We made it in the summer, but if you look closely, you can see the Kremlin and various Moscow sites in the music video.
And from that video, did something happen that changed your life? Maybe it was the best thing that ever happened to you. Someone complained about that video?
Oh yeah, actually it was. There was complaints. I was teaching cello at a school in London at the time, and I think some of the children got hold of it and were watching it and stuff, and some parents complained that it was too racy because there's a scene where I'm just holding a violin in front of my body and it's acting as a bra. But it's a very, it was very disappointing at the time, partly because I loved the job, but also I just think it's such a dangerous message to children to send, that kind of nudity is somehow wrong or bad.
Because, like, it's such a case that a lot of people are trying to progress the conversation around women's bodies and women's sexuality, and really highlighting that message that, yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the nudity part of it. It's trying to bring some shame to it. That's the wrong part.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was so worried about what that would be teaching them, you know, because I presume all the children knew that when I was suddenly gone, what the reason for it. That's such a dangerous message to young women, especially.
How do you look back on it now? It's kind of hard to be glad that it happened for the reasons why that it happened. But did it allow you to be more creatively free, pursue music fully without teaching it and worrying about having to deal with narky and snarky and possibly uneducated parents?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was just devastated by the behavior of the headmaster, because I was just thinking, wow, so many people, the responsibility that man had for all of those children, and the message that it sent to them it just seemed kind of so inappropriate. But yeah, it was, for me, at that time, Mozart's House was being played all over the radio, and we'd been trying for a couple of years to kind of make a career out of the band, and it was the time when the video went viral, and that's why the radio noticed it and started playing it, and it was a very special moment for us, because then after that all the record labels came knocking.
She's moved on a long bit since then. I don't think she's too annoyed about the job at the time. Of course, it was tough getting the sack because, okay, I'm being expressing my art here. It's a little bit risque, but what a thing for the school to do. Like, oh, sorry, we can't have you because we could see your legs and a bit of your body.
It's absolutely crazy, and just suppose we still have a while and a way to go, but look, at least she's come out
much stronger the other side.
Rather Be, Jess Glynn, 2014. A song I knew exactly where I was and what I was doing when I heard it for the first time. Coming home from a gig. It was around 3:45 in the morning. I was on the Bundoran bypass in Donegal. I was driving my trusted Peugeot 206 and it came on the radio. And I was like, what the hell is this? In the best possible way that you can say, what the hell is this? I thought it would be important to share that information with Grace.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Really great. I love it.
What are you striving for when you're making music? Is it for yourself, percentage-wise? Is it for your fans? What do you go into a studio with? What is your vision? What is your goal?
Oh, it totally depends on the moment. Some songs are more for myself, like they've been cathartic, kind of fun breakup songs, like Solo with Demi Lovato. That was a really cathartic process, writing that. And TikTok, actually, with Mabel, a recent song. But with Rather Be, we just wanted to make something like really uplifting and like a pure love story. And same with Higher, our recent song. And now actually all the songs we're writing at the moment, we're kind of just trying to, we feel it's our duty to try and put some uplifting sounds into the world right now. So we're kind of focused on that.
Well, you're certainly fulfilling that brief of getting stuff that is uplifting. And also I would say that so many of your tunes are so apt for the summer. They're like, yes, I want the good weather. I want the nice long evenings. And I know it's going to be a very different summer, this one that we're looking forward to. But is that a time of year that kind of suits you best and suits the band best?
Yeah, although our biggest hit was our Christmas number one, which was Rockabye, which I guess it does sound summery, but we released it in December. And well, I guess it's always summer at some places in the world and it became an international thing. But yeah, summer, definitely as soon as the sun comes out, we feel kind of more motivated. And even just last week here in London, the sun came out and we kind of started writing more kind of fun ideas.
I like that thought that, hey, look, it might be winter, the depths of winter in the UK. This might sound like a summer anthem, but we're going for a Christmas number one here and it's summer, so we're releasing it and that's it. We don't care. Here you go.
Yeah.
When you're looking back over the last few years, could you pick out the most exciting opportunity that being in Clean Bandit has led to?
I'm not sure I could isolate one the best opportunity, because there've just been so many incredible experiences that have been real kind of pinch me moments. I think working with Sean Paul on Rockabye was just crazy, because he's like a legend that I grew up obsessed with, and we tried for years to do something with him. And we kind of went to his concert in London and snuck backstage and gave him our CD and stuff back in the day, and we never heard anything. And then after Rather Be came out, his manager loved Rather Be and proposed to his wife with Rather Be playing in the background. And Sean Paul was like, wow, who's this? Can we get them to do some production for me? So we got in the studio and were producing some of his songs, and then we just played him Rockabye, which was basically finished and we'd never intended to do it with him. And he just immediately wrote that rap about single mums, and that kind of transformed the song into a whole new kind of political song, which is very special for us.
It had that impact, and not to take away from the seriousness of the song, but I am obsessed with the idea of someone meeting Sean Paul. How difficult is it to not shout Sean Paul at Sean Paul?
Well, he's so charming and kind of quiet, actually, in real life, like quite shy almost, that I would never want to shout anything at him.
Even Sean Paul at Sean Paul, you don't want to shout at Sean Paul.
No, I didn't actually feel I had to hold back the need.
Well, one thing I know that we definitely don't have in common is politeness. Grace from Clean Bandit, not shouting Sean Paul at Sean Paul, working with him. My posh pop idol, if I do say so myself. She is fantastic at cello, percussion, the big violins, everything. She's just classically, beautifully trained musician.
Yeah, massively talented.
And I could not go up against her knowledge. Couldn't even mention posh pop because she would obliterate me with knowledge. So I said nothing and admired her from afar.
Yeah, fair enough.
Grace from Clean Bandit. This is the latest single from them. It is with Ian Dior. A summer anthem. That's what they do best. It's called Higher and it's on iRadio with Dave and Fionnuala.
Under my skin, under my skin.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon
with Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.